Okay, so here we are talking about hyperemesis because it seems to be a wee bit topical these days. When I was pregnant, nobody really had it. But these days, every second person seems to have it, so then we've got to ask why. So the reason I'm actually in this clinic at all is because I'm just pouring me some water because we all need to be drinking water. So there we go, that's finished. She actually got hold of me, and I was down in Melbourne at the time because I was doing locums, and she was reaching out because she was so dastardly sick she couldn't live with herself. And separate to anything else, she had this clinic that I'm now in, and she had just built the house. They're building the clinic, and she's now pregnant, which wasn't part of the deal. They thought it was going to take ages. So here she is, abominably ill. She just walked out of the clinic today from not being abominably ill at 5 weeks, because the instant she found out she was pregnant, she went back to what I told her to do. So she came in to see me feeling better after 2 days, because I was down in Melbourne and then she's back in Brisbane, because I'd sent her my hyperemesis book and I'd explained to her in no uncertain terms that just because the doctor, obstetrician, of course, why would you not have an obstetrician? Got to say that we don't need these people in our lives because they don't know what they're talking about. You need to go and talk to an older woman who's done it a while. She was told she could eat whatever she liked, so she did, and that was ice cream. Right, it's cold and it's very sweet, and it was insulting her spleen energy, and her body was going up chuck. Now, if we start with what can't I stomach in my life, we've probably got to the nub of it right there. Mm. However, we could be doing lots of work undoing our inner stuff and miss the fact that we're actually breaking our digestive system at the same time, which she was doing in abundance. Now, in addition, she had a long history of not eating. She had a long history of being in control of her body, because she had a beginning that a lot of people do, which is not ideal. And there's been a lot of covering over that which people are shameful of, and they feel betrayed because of life and whatever, and it all comes up for renewal when you're pregnant, because you're about to not be a maiden any longer and you're going to start being somebody else's go-to, and what you need is irrelevant relative to what you're doing as a mammal. And so on other levels, our body knows that, and it tries to clean out the works, okay? So if you're being taken out and you can't go to work, you're being taken out and you can't even get off the bed, you are going to sit here and look, really, if you want to sit there and get upset about it, it's your choice, or you could do something about it. Okay, so she reached out to me. I told her to stop doing everything she was doing instantly. She loved salt, sweet, and hated salt. Right, let's reverse it. She absolutely hated salt with a passion, so she was only eating salt. She had stopped all the sweet. She had a very amazing sweet tooth. Look, you're creating the problem. And she's an acupuncturist, you know, so, oh yeah. Well, nobody's taught the basics from an older woman's perspective who has been tending, in my case, for over 40 years, patients. But women have always looked after anything and everything. Mm. And like a matriarch elephant, we remember stuff. We don't tend to, but we just do. So that means that it took a while to sort her out. Yes, we've got her side of the deal as far as no sugar and no cold and lots of salt. But we've still got to pull all the cold out that she'd put into herself over the years. And she didn't start from perfectly well, so that needed straightening out. And then we've got all the stuff that's been stored in the body, which was huge. And it wasn't until I sent her off to a guy that pulls out entities and sorts things out and soul retrieval and all of that, that we really started to make a change. And then the other massive difference was, because I'm also a Reiki channel, I did some Reiki 2 work on her, and I brought back a whole lot of stuff that had left the building, if you like, and she needed all of herself back again. So there we are. So she was much better then. And so life continued. So
how far along was she?
By the time it all got fixed up, she was maybe 20-something. It took a long time, you know, like, because there's an awful lot of resistance to look at stuff you don't want to. And the other part of that was her life was, she was going through being quite mad as well. And going through being quite mad is why I was still called into the picture. It's not just you've got a symptom. You've got everything that you've not been able to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got what I call the three circles, okay? So the bottom circle is biology, and that knew what it was doing, except it couldn't, because the middle circle was overriding it with everything it had stored in the cupboards, you know, like it's like a fridge. and you don't have any more room to put stuff in, and you're still trying to put stuff in, it's going to fall out. The door's not going to shut. You know that. You know, she'd gotten to a point where the door wasn't going to shut any longer, and so she needed to actually take the everything out. But I don't want to. Never mind. It all goes out, and then that's where that container went. Oh, is that what happened to that? It's not a storage unit, your body, and neither's the fridge. And so once you've cleared everything out of the fridge, which is your body, then you've got to clean it up because it smells. Okay, so the residues, got a problem. And then after you've put everything on the table, most of it's going to get chucked anyway. And what you want to be put back in is only going into a clean fridge. And away we go again. And every so often, it'd be a good idea if we did that again. So that was her body. And so she sort of got the hang of it. And here she is, round two, accidentally pregnant. So now she's got a 15-month-old kid and she's 5 weeks pregnant. And she's so excited because she's the wellest she's ever been. And the instant she found out she's pregnant, she dug up what Heather said the last time round. She's been following that. And she reckons she's wonderful, except on asking, she's actually not. She's getting waves of nausea. But at least all these other things aren't happening. Now she's got another symptom, which is she looked up online and I'm amazed. I came up. I mean, who knew there was such a thing as burning tongue in pregnancy? I've obviously written something about it at some point because she wasn't looking for me. Burning tongue in pregnancy, yeah. And she was about to go to the doctor today, but instead she thought, well, I'll come and see Heather instead because, you know, the doctor hasn't been any useful at all with anything. And I'm going back, so what would life tell you to do? So what has she done already? She's put ice in her mouth in order to stop the burning tongue so she can go to sleep. Hey, look, it's okay. We all do the stuff that we need to do to get from A to B. I'm not doing any judgment here. I'm just going, can we go back to basics? Can we go back to first principles? What's the intention of my treatment? Well, of course, the first thing I had to do, just what I'm doing with the lady on the couch at the moment, is pulling the cold out because we have insulted our body. Now, our yang energy can't keep the digestive process, let alone life, going whilst we've cluttered it up with all the stuff that shouldn't be in it. And so I'm pulling that out. And then after that, I put in a point in her, which was to pull out toxins, because I know what happened during her pregnancy and before. And I showed her, as an acupuncturist, a couple of really amazing points. And she left feeling stunning. Of course, I'm a really good acupuncturist, except I'm not allowed to call myself that in Australia any longer because we've got a political system that's quite interesting. So I'm now consulting and having those who actually are acupuncturists coming in for treatment because they've forgotten and also they weren't taught the basics. They were taught the medicalized version and the version they're doing in China, which all was based on the assumption that people knew how to look after themselves, and now they do not. So as they do not, they go online. They go to the doctor who has forgotten do no harm and might have them on 6 different medications whilst they're pregnant so they don't feel sick. Okay, I have a whole list of symptoms that one baby has got as a result of having an extremely hyperemesis mother through the pregnancy, and I'll put that along with this page where people are listening to this, because you've got to get real. You're actually making another person, and going to bed and playing Miss Precious Princess ain't going to work, which you're only going to do in the first pregnancy, because after that you can't, because you're a mother. And I've had some people give their children to their mother to look after because of their really bad backache, which is just a warning system from the body, or their really bad anything they've got, including hyperemesis. And instead of fixing it, like doctors do, they're going to mask it and numb it and tell you it'll all be over and it'll be all fine once you've had the baby. But you've missed a point. That baby can only be made now. Now, if mum's not on deck making exceptional use of what she can put in her mouth, then the baby's never going to be made properly, and it can't be remade. So we've got a real problem on our hands by going, we'll go and do this thing that the doctor says. And so women sometimes come to me, and they don't have hyperemesis any longer. No, because they're on all this medication.
And they've got a Band-Aid on it.
And they've not only put a Band-Aid on it, but they've wrecked their body's ability to nourish themselves and the child. And so the child who's got this list of conditions, which are all horrendous and not life-supporting, was then put on a protein blocker when it was 3 months old, and by 7 months it had put on a whole 200 grams. Between 3 and 7 months, 200 grams? And she wanted more. Hello? We have a problem here. Who is going to be living in those bodies is not being looked at. nobody gives a damn, it seems to me. So I do. So that's why I've got the ebooks that I've spent a long time doing, and I know it's different to what anybody else says, because you have to do what I'm telling you, because this is what old wives would have always done. You are not putting anything cold into your mouth. You are not sitting on a cold loo seat. You are not walking around with any cold coming up through the soles of your feet. Forget about this idiot idea called grounding. You've got your kidney energy starting at the sole of your feet and going up into your uterus. And cold energy destroys yang qi. And yang qi is what you need to run your body. Simple as that. All old wives' tales, all elders' wisdom from all over the world said the same thing. Avoid cold. And then there's hot, salty chicken broth. And if you're a vegan, I'm sorry. I was too. It doesn't end well. You're making somebody else with shonky ingredients. You can have a disagreement with me if you like. I'm telling you, I've done this for too long, and the only way to do the job is to do it done well, probably the first time round. Otherwise, you can spend the rest of your life regretting that. And so if the woman who left today, she's amazingly healthy, because she followed what I said to do, and she didn't have any other option. She tried. She did everything that the obstetricians told her to do at every step of the way. How does a healthcare professional natural do that? Because they are taught now to follow what the doctors say too. Shame the doctors aren't following life. So in times past, when doctors got into the field and muscled everybody out, it was due to the antibiotics, which were needed because of the damn stupid things they were doing. Other cultures didn't have antibiotics and they were fine. Go and look at what they were doing all through the world. They were doing advanced surgery in places like India and Persia and all other places. But we, with our white skins, think we're the only ones who've discovered everything. Well, we discovered all sorts of stupid things, like let's base a whole medical system on cadaver research. I'm a health life coach, and they're trying to stop you from dying. They have no idea about pregnancy, so they just say, oh, look, that'll be over in another however many months, never mind. What about the baby? Never mind, we can do all of these things. No. You're not making a big unit that's going to be just robust, resilient, get on with its life. And we won't talk about adding more poisons in. That's another conversation. So that's hyperemesis.
So I have